Hello, Mike. Thanks for inviting me to Poppyland Radio here at North Reps
Well, thank
Radio.
you very much, Beverly, and welcome to all your listeners. Like you, we broadcast audio, but we're a slightly more traditional radio station, as you know, Poppyland Radio. In fact, Poppyland Community Radio, to give us our full name. And that's an important distinction to make. That word community is very important to us. Just to give you a bit of background, Poppyland Radio was created in 2022 when North Norfolk Radio ceased to be. Maybe a lot of your listeners will be familiar or will fondly remember North Norfolk Radio. It was so great because it had lots of local content that was very relevant to everybody in North Norfolk. But of course, as you probably know, the BBC have reversed out of local broadcasting and it's becoming a lot more impersonal and not quite so relevant to the local audience. That's the gap that Poppyland have filled. That's what we do. We only broadcast to the people of North Norfolk and visitors to North Norfolk. Say we only broadcast to them about North Norfolk and making constant references to the people, the places of North Norfolk.
But anybody can go on the website and
exactly, that's
access.
Exactly the point I was going to make. Of course, we're a digital radio station, which means that you can listen to us on your smartphone. All you have to do is call out its name and then say, launch Poppyland Radio, and you'll be listening to Poppyland Radio.
Okay.
We also have a free app which can be downloaded, which makes listening a lot easier and is really good. You get all sorts of news and stuff on it as well, local, of course. So that's how we came to be. That's our sort of backstory. We started off almost literally in the stationery cupboard of the Belfry Centre for Music and the Arts in Overstrand.
I know it, yeah.
Keith and Lucy very kindly gave us a room, a very small room, and that's where we started. It could really only accommodate one, maybe two presenters at a time. And it was fantastic to get us up and running. But we soon found that we needed more studios and more room. So thankfully, Northreps Village Hall came to our rescue. And we were given, for a very modest rent, the top floor, which we're now sitting in.
And you have two studios?
We have two studios. One is for up to two people at a time. The other is for four or five people at a time. So it's all systems go. And that's where we are now.
Perfect.
I've given you a quick guided tour. We've got all the bells and whistles. It's
you
like
have.
A proper studio, isn't it?
We have, yeah. Colours, lovely.
It is beautiful. Poppyland. Yeah, Poppyland is obvious. As you may or may not know, Poppyland is actually the name of the electoral ward that we're in here. In actual fact, the electoral ward of Poppyland covers the postcodes NR11 and NR27. But it came into being thanks to a journalist called Sir Clement Scott at the turn of the last century. And basically, it's such a lovely name. He was obviously taken by all the poppies that he's found growing in the fields around here.
Yeah, they're beautiful, aren't they?
Absolutely. He sort of coined the phrase and it stuck and it became official. And then what happened, neighbouring villages kind of adopted it because it's such a nice...
Because there's a Poppyland railway, isn't there? And
well, there's Poppyland Brewery in Creamer, yes. There's a Poppyland Holiday Park.
There is,
there's
yeah.
Poppyland, all sorts of things.
So
yeah.
It
Poppyland Publishing as well.
With
North
Norfolk.
Exactly.
Understood.
So, like I say, when we stepped into the void left by the BBC, we thought Poppyland would be a great name for us.
And is your background such?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, in fact, we've got, like I say, I think close to 70 presenters and volunteers on the team. I must stress that we're all volunteers. None of the presenters or producers or editors are paid at all. So we're completely voluntary. I'd like to think, not that you'd know it from listening to the radio station, because we try and work to the very highest professional standards. And I'm very proud of what we've achieved, I have to say.
And are your presenters from a professional background?
Our presenters are from all walks of life.
Okay.
We're in the studio now. In Studio One, as we're talking, we've got Dave and Claire recording the next edition of The Folk Explosion. Dave and Claire both used, this is obviously folk music.
Yes.
Dave and Claire both used to be in the aviation industry, of all things. We're such a hodgepodge, a mix of people, all different backgrounds, all different interests. The one thing that unites us is we can indulge our interests. interests.
Indeed.
Particularly if they're musical or entertainment.
Of course.
On the radio.
Lovely.
And frankly, it's the most amazing family we've got here.
That's nice.
We just all have such a great time. Let me just quickly tell you about a show that we produce on a Thursday afternoon at 3, which I think might be of some interest to your listeners. It's called, would you believe, The Mardle. So our Mardle show is Thursdays at 3 o'clock. And it's fantastic. It's normally presented by Claire. Not the same Claire from the Folk Explosion. In fact, Claire in the studio now is Claire without an eye. The Claire that presents The Mardle along with Blunders, that's Claire with an eye. And the whole point of The Mardle is it's chat, as you would imagine. They play some nice music as well to sort of break it all up. Lots of little interviews sprinkled around. It sounds very much like the sort of thing you do for The Mardle.
Yeah.
Sorry, The Mardler, Beverly. Yeah. So I think you can probably understand, you know, how we go about it and what we do. We get performers, artists, entertainers in. We tell our listeners about the local events that are happening soon, things in village halls, fetes, fairs, open days,
workshops.
Oh, that's
a nice touch.
We talk about things that are on, for example, on Cromer Pier, dog shows, motor shows, you name it, all sorts of things. All things happening in the next week or two or three, so people can jot them down, put them in their diary, and if they fancy the sound of it, obviously they can go along. We obviously give out details for how to get tickets if that's required or whatever.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for telling me and our listeners about Poppyland Radio. Could you just once again repeat how the listeners will access your radio?
Yes, the easiest thing to do is to download the app, but obviously I understand a lot of people might not want to do that. You do need the internet to listen to us because that we are an internet station. We're a digital radio station.
Okay.
So there's the app. Just search your app store for Poppyland Radio. Listen to us live at www.poppylandradio.co.uk, or as I say, you can ask your smart speaker to launch Poppyland Radio.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Mike.
It's been an absolute pleasure.